Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
Okay.
Find all your 4th of July needs at low prices, all in the Kroger app. Get USDA Choice bone-in tender ribeye steaks for $7.99 a pound with a digital coupon. Limit 5, then buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
And good morning, happy Tuesday to you, and a beautiful day it is indeed, not only just because, well, it is a beautiful day, but also because the Celtics are NBA champions for the 18th time. And that was the kind of clinching game that you want to see, one where it starts off a little close. The Celtics led wire to wire, but they started off, you know, relatively hot, but they let the Mavericks back into it a bit, and they kept it close through most of the first half before they turned it on. The Celtics turned it on late in the second quarter, and then once Peyton Pritchard hit that half-court three, I said, well, this is it. They're going to come out, and they're going to just dominate in the second half. The Mavericks are going to come out deflated, and that's kind of the way that you want. I mean, it's exciting to win a championship in a close game seven. But it's also nice to have the ability to control the celebration and to be able to sit the starters and have them get their recognition as they head to the bench. And I forget if it was Mike Breen or J.J. Redick that brought it up last night, but that when, or maybe it was Doris Burke, I don't remember, but when Joe Mazzulla went to sit Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, he sat them together, and they got their ovation together. And that was a lot of the talk after the game, was for all the people that said that they couldn't coexist, for all the people that said that they couldn't play on the same team, that their games were too similar, that both of them wanted to be the alpha. They obviously didn't know these guys and what they were willing to do. Now, of course, you know, things can change. The Celtics will be in contention for the title for, I would think, a couple more years. At least. And then, you know, maybe one of the guys wants to go off and lead a team on his own as the grizzled veteran. But for now, they enjoy playing together. And watching that game, you saw, you know, kind of a microcosm of why this team was a championship caliber team. And why, see, it's one thing to be an NBA championship team. It's another thing to be a Celtics championship team, because there's a lot to live up to with that. And I know that the mystique can be overplayed. I know that the tradition can be overplayed, that the guys who are playing now have only seen archival footage of the Celtics dynasty years of the late 50s and through the 1960s. They've only seen I'd say DVDs, but I was probably at this point YouTube videos. Most of those guys have passed on. So they don't have that direct connection. To them, the olden days are Larry Bird. And even that's before they were born in a lot of cases. So I know that a lot can be kind of overblown about it, but when the 08 Celtics won, they talked about what it means to be a Celtic championship team. And of course, you know, Paul Pierce famously talked about how you know, to be a real Celtic, you have to win more than once. And unfortunately, he wasn't able to do that, but this team could. And they did all the little Celtic things. You look at Jason Tatum sacrificing himself through the whole playoffs, and I think people criticized him for not giving enough offensive production, but he was responsible for the entire offense at times. And he never slowed down. None of them ever slowed down. None of them took a play off. Their complaining to the officials has gone down. And instead, they just get their, they have their say in the next play. And, you know, we can't help but watch a Celtic game now and not, in our own minds, give out Tommy points, right? And there were a lot of them being handed out in this series, in this playoffs, but particularly in that game, none bigger than Derek White face planting onto the court, busting his teeth, and staying in the game. Now, I've never been through a similar injury, but I put somebody through a similar injury. If my brother was watching that last night, I guarantee you his two front teeth were hurting him watching Derek go down. Because years ago, we were play wrestling and I put a move on him that he took wrong and he face planted on a tile floor and busted his two front teeth on Easter Sunday. And so now he has two fake front teeth. And I can't imagine the pain that he must have been in. But he just went out and did the job. And I remember seeing him hit a couple of big threes after that, plus his stifling defense. I mean, this was a team that deserved a championship. And for the people who say, well, they had the easiest path to the finals in NBA history, I'll keep reiterating, show me where in the record book now it says that. Show me where on their Wikipedia page there's the asterisk now that says had the easiest path to NBA finals in history. You can only play the games that are in front of you. You can't control what other teams do. You can't control what Milwaukee did. You can't control what some of the teams out west did. So you just play the games that they put in front of you, and you win them. And the Celtics did that. They only lost three in the playoffs. So are you not going to go out and get the hat and t-shirt today? Because, well, it was the easiest path to the finals in NBA history. Doesn't say that on the hat. Doesn't say that on the back of the t-shirt. By the way, I got the, I forget if it was an email or a push notification or what it was, but I got it pretty quickly from Dick's Sporting Goods that they're going to have the championship gear. I missed when there was a Champ Sports right behind the station here because you could just walk over there at 10 o'clock when they opened and get it because they will have stuff out right away. They print all this stuff up ahead of time. or manufactured all ahead of time. They have it ready to go. Somewhere out there, there are, you know, Super Bowl hats and shirts from when the Patriots beat the Giants twice. Since that never happened, you know, those get sent off to other countries. But that's what they do. They make them all ahead of time so that you can get them this morning, or you can order them online last night, or whatever it was that you were going to do. I'm debating whether or not I'm going to go get one, because the hat's probably like $40 these days. Maybe even closer to 50. And I have my hat from 08 because I actually liked the look of that hat. I was like, oh, I'll actually wear this, but I never did. I have that and all the Super Bowl hats like stored away. But it's funny because I was cleaning out the closet before the basketball season started. I was pulling out some clothes and, you know, getting rid of stuff that was too big for me now. And there I saw the Celtics championship hat. And I said, huh, wouldn't it be nice to have another one of those to add in here this year? So I don't know. Maybe I will have to go get it, even though I'm not a big fan of the design. The 08 hat was that nice black and white with the gold trophy, gold lettering. This is like kind of like that tannish brown color. I don't know. I need black, white, and green on a Celtics hat. But celebrate, because this might be the only championship you have until next Celtics season. Because I don't think you're getting a World Series title this year. Probably not getting a Super Bowl this year. So your best hope are the Bruins and the Celtics. I don't know much about the Revolution, but I don't think the celebration for that would be nearly as big as the other four. But what did you think? 508-996-0500. Speaking of Celtics basketball and basketball in general, I told you yesterday that I was working on a story and I was trying to connect with the person the story was about, but we had trouble connecting yesterday. So I just went ahead and shared out the story yesterday. But if those of you who are old enough to remember basketball in the 70s, you remember Ernie D. Gregorio. The North Providence native who became an All-American at Providence College, went on to play on a college all-star team with Bill Walton, went on to the NBA. He was originally drafted in the ABA, but he said, no, I'm going into the NBA. He was the third overall pick by the Buffalo Braves, went on to become Rookie of the Year in 1973-74. He had NBA records and still has an NBA record. And he was kind of cut short after five seasons because of a severe knee injury. But he became, well, he, you know, was on the Braves. Then he went to the Lakers. Then he came to the Celtics, and he had a very brief stint with the Celtics. He only played in 27 games with the Celtics, but of course, being his hometown team, a home area team, you know, there was that connection. And I remember him from when he was the Celtics half-court shot or free throw contest, whatever it was that they used to do, where they used to have Foxwood sponsored it, and he was the Foxwood celebrity host. So he would come down and he would help that person, kind of coach them into hitting the shot. And a few people actually did hit the shot over the years. But anyway, basketball legend in Rhode Island. Everybody loves Ernie D. He's a great guy. They named a sports complex after him in North Providence at Evans Park. And they unveiled it on Saturday. And they had the photo opportunity with him and all the special dignitaries and everybody that attended in front of the sign. And the sign is spelled wrong. D. Gregorio is D-I-G, and they had spelled it on the sign D-E-G. And ever the classy guy, Ernie, didn't say anything about it, still posted all the pictures to his Facebook page, and, you know, obviously very honored and very proud, as he should be. And everybody was congratulating him, and a few people would say, they spelled your name wrong. How can they spell your name wrong? And he only really responded that I saw to one of those comments. And all he said was, they'll fix it. And sure enough, yesterday morning, as I'm here writing the story, he posted the photo to his Facebook page of the fixed sign. So they made good on the sign, and it now has D. Gregorio spelled correctly. And it's funny because for a name like that, there was a lot of potential misspellings. But also at the same time, you would think they would have spell checked his name, right? Even if you're like a young graphic designer creating the sign and you don't even know who this guy is. Maybe it was, you know, created by a company that wasn't local or somebody who wasn't a sports fan or what have you. You just double check, right? Especially a name like that, you say, oh, I better check. I've probably written about Ernie D. Gregorio a dozen times over the years. But even I kept checking and like, okay, did I spell it right? Did I spell it right? Because there would have been nothing more embarrassing than writing a story about how they misspelled his name on the sign and then I misspelled it in the story. And there was at least one instance where I did, but I caught it before I published it. But still, a nice honor for Ernie and a way for his name to live on forever in Rhode Island sports. We can talk about all that. We can also talk about, there's a story that New Bedford Light has this morning where New Bedford High School is considering a new cell phone policy that would keep the cell phones in those bags during the school day. And the students are understandably against the idea. But what's interesting is that in Colin Hogan's reporting, he talks to students at schools where they do have that ban in place and looks at some of the data, and the kids are doing better where they have limited access to their phones during the day. I remember, see, I wasn't rich enough or in the era to have a cell phone in school. The only kid that I knew that had a cell phone was my friend Christian, whose parents bought him one to keep in the car in case he got into any emergencies. And it was like a satellite phone. It wasn't even a cell phone. It was like one of those backpack satellite phones. And it was in the back of his truck. And it was only for emergency use. But I was of the age when kids started to get beepers. And I got my first beeper, my first pager, when I was a senior in high school. My birthday is in January, so midway through my senior year, I turned 18 and I got a beeper for my birthday. It's what I had asked for. And in school, the only person that paged me was my boss at work to tell me, I need you to come in after school. And it got to the point where I didn't even need to call back. Like if I saw it, I was like, all right, I'm going to work after school. But everybody else that I would have talked to was in school. So who's going to call me? But the cell phones are a little bit different because kids text each other throughout the course of the day. Their parents text them. But what I found to be the most interesting part of Colin's reporting is that the kids actually use their phones to go on the internet because the school provides computers to them to use that are so restrictive in what they can go to for websites that they need to go, regular sites they need to go to for learning, they have to access through their phones. And that teachers will actually encourage them to use their phones to go to those sites because they know that the school computers have blocked them. I think it said in his story there, I think it said it wasn't until last year that they could actually access PDFs. And everything's a PDF now. If you were, let's just say you're doing a report on the voting in Massachusetts over the last 10 years, you're going to have to get a PDF file for that data. And they couldn't open those files. So we can talk about that and more. Right now, though, I'm going to take my first break of the morning, 508-996-0500, and we will be right back. And we're going to be going into the news in just a moment, but we can take more of your calls on the other side. We can also take your app chat messages and your open line voicemails. Even if you just want to call up and bask in the glory of Banner 18. And now the Celtics are once again the winningest franchise in NBA history, moving past the Lakers. And I don't think the Lakers are going to threaten that anytime soon. But the Celtics can keep adding to it. So not to get ahead of ourselves here, let's enjoy this one. But this could be the start of something big for the Celtics. But now it is time to go into the newsroom and get all of the big stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
President Biden close to granting amnesty for some migrants. The head of Boeing expected to apologize for safety failures. And the Surgeon General wants warning labels on social media.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Biden is reportedly working on an executive action granting temporary amnesty for hundreds of thousands of migrants here illegally. Reports say the White House is set to launch a so-called parole-in-place plan for immigrant spouses of U.S. citizens as soon as today. The plan protects them from deportation, grants them a work permit, and could also provide a pathway to citizenship. A wildfire north of Los Angeles continues to rage as over 1,000 firefighters were on scene. The post-fire in the town of Gorman started on Saturday afternoon and has exploded to cover more than 15,000 acres. So far, it's forced 1,200 people to evacuate and destroyed at least two structures. LA County fire officials say the fire is just 20% contained. Officials have warned more residents in the potential path of the fire to be prepared to leave. Boeing CEO Dave Calhoun will testify before a Senate committee today, where he's expected to apologize for the company's recent safety failures. More from Mark Mayfield.
The hearing before the Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations comes after a door plug blew off of a flight in January and whistleblowers who have raised the alarm over the aircraft maker's safety issues. In prepared remarks released ahead of time, Calhoun apologized for the failures, including two fatal crashes. But he denies that the company has retaliated against employees who have pulled back the curtain on cutting corners to meet production demand. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Affordable supersonic air travel could be available to Americans in the near future. Boom Supersonic CEO Blake Scholl opened a new jet production facility in Greensboro, North Carolina on Monday. Scholl says he dreams to make it able to fly anywhere in the world in 4 hours. For $100. Challenges to a potential TikTok ban will be heard by a U.S. appeals court later this summer. A law passed earlier this year calls for the China-based ByteDance to sell the popular social media app by January 19th or have it banned in the U.S. Oral arguments on legal challenges to the law will be heard on September 16th. And the U.S. Surgeon General is calling on social media to include health warnings for kids. In an op-ed for the New York Times, Dr. Vivek Murthy wrote, "It's time to require a warning label on social media."
Not only have companies not demonstrated that their platforms are safe for kids, But there is growing evidence of harm. It shows us, in fact, that when adolescents spend more than 3 hours a day on social media, we're seeing an association with a doubling of risk of anxiety and depression symptoms.
The Surgeon General said there's plenty of evidence that social media is linked to significant mental health risks in young users. Last year, his office issued an advisory on social media's possible negative effects on teens, calling on social media companies to make sure they enforce minimum age requirements and prioritize safety.
WBSM Sports.
The Celtics are NBA champs for an 18th time. Boston beat the Dallas Mavericks in Game 4 at TD Garden last night, 106-88. The Celtics now have more NBA titles than any other team. It's the first finals win for the Celtics since 2008. Jaylen Brown named finals MVP, and a victory parade, in case you're wondering, is likely happening on Friday. Red Sox extended their winning streak to 3 games after topping the Blue Jays 7-3 in their series opener in Toronto, and their next game in Canada is tonight at 7.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Look for tons of sunshine for your Tuesday. It is going to be warm and muggy. Look for a high around 82. Overnight tonight, partly cloudy skies with a low of 66. For Wednesday, look for mostly sunny skies and a high of 82. Be sure to watch ABC 6 for my full 7-day forecast. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Kelly Bates on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM news update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in, 508-996-0500. Well, what's going on? There's a lot going on and a lot that we can discuss. Of course, the Celtics championship will be on the table throughout the morning. And not only is it a big win for the Celtics, but it's a big win for the city of Boston. I mean, how long has it been since we won a championship? Oh, my God. Right? And when you see that graphic going around social media that shows just how many championships the Celtics, the Bruins, the Patriots, and the Red Sox have all won since 2001, it is embarrassing. An embarrassment of riches. But I'm not complaining. And for, think about this too, for an area that has no real passion for college sports. Just imagine if we had a couple of colleges in New England that were serious college basketball or football contenders. I mean, I know, you know, PC gets into the NCAA tournament, and but, you know, this isn't like having Duke or Kansas or having Alabama football or anything like that. Imagine if we had one of those. Jeez. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great. I just want to let you know, in one more day in Plymouth, so I can drop off what I want to give to you and Mary, but I'm definitely coming home tomorrow, and I will drop it off. And I just want to say, Yes. How exciting was that? That game was just everything. Oh, so excited. So the guy that was really like an a-hole on Friday, the last caller, mm-hmm. the end of your day, and you had to get that BS from him. Well, in your face, dude. Okay. Because I didn't like the way he talked to you, but in your face. And I can't believe you must be exhausted. You must be really tired.
Well, I didn't help myself by not sleeping the night before either. So I think today I'm just going to go home and take a nap today. Skip the gym and just nap today.
Okay, good.
My fault because I was watching. What was I doing Sunday night that kept me up? I was cooking my steak. I didn't finish my steak till 11 o'clock.
Right, not the rib. Right, steak. Tomahawk steak. Yes, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, when I go home tomorrow, I'm going to go over there. I've never had that. I can have them make it smaller, right?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think these are a particular cut.
Oh.
So I think you can only get a big one. But you can ask. Doesn't hurt to ask.
Yeah, right. No, yeah. Because I won't feel like cooking when I get home. So yay, Celtics. I'm so happy. So you said that we are now the winningest team ever?
In the NBA, yes. 18 championships.
I didn't realize this. I know the Celtics brought it on a lot. I know that one year we had the Bruins win. Ages, the Celtics, and actually that was the very last win, too. And what other sport team am I missing? But they all won. I remember that year. But I didn't realize we surpassed the Lakers.
Yeah, well, the Celtics had that title for a long time, and then the Lakers were able to catch up to them. And then, you know, obviously with the Celtics of the big three, the new big three era with Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, and Ray Allen, they had a chance to play for a couple more, but injuries kept them from being able to do it. So the Lakers were able to surpass them, or I'm sorry, to tie them. And so this one breaks that tie.
Wow. I know LeBron James, like whoever has him on the, you know, he's like to be not to be reckoned with.
Yeah, he's getting old though.
I know. Well, his son's in there now though.
He's close to 40 now. And people don't realize that, you know, this is a guy that came in at 18. We've seen him pretty much his whole life.
His whole life. And now his son. His son. We're going to see that again. I'm so proud. I'm so proud for the city. So proud for the state. What else? Oh, I wanted to tell you something. I want everybody out there to know this. Yesterday, we had to do a lot of paperwork. We had to go to my banks, his banks. I had to take my name off his stuff. And then he needed to take his name off my stuff because he was my beneficiary and whatnot. And me same for him. So Santana, I had, I dealt with them, but that's a bank, but not my real bank. So I went there and, of course, she's with me. And I'm like, yes, he needs to come off, blah, blah, blah. And the man's like, no, I can't do that. And I'm like, what are you talking about? No, I'm sorry, I can't do that. And I said, excuse me, he's standing right here. He's going to be going into a special living situation and his name can't be attached to anything. And he's like, no. I said, are you the bank manager? And he goes, yeah. And I said, wow, I cannot believe this. And he says, well, you're going to have to just close the account out. And I said, well, then close my account out. I cannot believe this. I cannot wrap my head around this. So anybody out there? And I said to him, how dare you? What? How come I don't know this? And he goes, oh, it's in the disclosure paperwork. And I said, excuse me? When I opened the bank account, you know, I had it. And then I eventually put his name on it. And I said to him, you should have told me then and there, the day I was sitting across from somebody, should have said, now, do you realize? And I said, now, what if this was an abusive boyfriend and I don't want him on it? Or a husband that I'm doing? Nope. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter whatever the circumstances are. So I had to literally close out one bank account. Anybody that's out there right now dealing with them, I think should know that. Who's ever on your bank account, if something goes down, what's the expression, down south, you better know you just, the only thing you can do is to just, you got to take all your money out. Isn't that horrible?
Yeah, I mean, you got to read the fine print, and nobody ever does.
Well, you know what? When you first open a bank account, it's like 20 pages, but that's not the point. The point is I had that account for years. Then I put him on it because, you know, and because if I die, I want somebody to have my, you know, whatever I have. And then by the time I die, you know, but yeah, I'm really upset with them. My other bank, I won't put that on blast yet.
I'd just recommend going up the chain. I got to hold you there because I got to take a break.
Yep, that's all. Okay.
You have a great day.
You too.
Take care. All right. We will take some more calls. I got to go, though. I got to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a few moments. And welcome back in. 508-996-0500. And we want to remind you that coming up in just a couple of days, the League of Women Voters of the South Coast will be having their annual meeting. It's happening on Thursday, this Thursday, June 20th at 5:30 p.m. at the Wamsutta Club. The League of Women Voters is a nonpartisan organization that invites discussion on civic and political topics, voter registration, and education. And they're looking for more people to get involved and to come out and to hear their keynote speaker, Dr. Daniela Mello, who is a lecturer at Boston University's Department of Social Sciences and co-founder and chair of the board of the New Bedford Light. So you can hear all about the launching of the New Bedford Light and how they took a chance on this model and the success that it has had in the ensuing years. If you'd like more information, you can get in touch with Chris Eastman, 508-758-6051, or Susan Spooner, 508-990-2145, or the easiest way, go to lwvsouthcoast.org, lwvsouthcoast.org, for League of Women Voters, lwvsouthcoast.org. But again, that annual meeting is happening Thursday, June 20th, 5:30 p.m. at the Wamsutta Club. Which, by the way, is a fantastic place for meetings and get-togethers and things like that. I've had the opportunity on a couple of occasions to go there and speak to the Saturday Club, which is a group of women who get together one Saturday a month to have a luncheon with a special guest lecturer. And I've had the chance to talk with them about the paranormal a couple of times. I was actually looking at the calendar the other day because there was something that was coming up in September that somebody asked me if I wanted to go to. And I said, well, let me see what my calendar is. And then I realized, like, oh, no, wait a minute. September and October is the time that I'm just going to be slammed out all the time. Libraries and civic groups and schools and all that kind of stuff. So I guess I can't make any plans to go to whatever this concert was. So, and think about this too, right? In September, it's right around the corner. We'll be gearing up for another NBA season. Training camp opens usually the end of September. That's when they have the media day. So the Celtics really are only going to have a couple of months off. And with the Olympics, not everybody's going to have a couple of months off. But now it looks like Friday is going to be the day of the duck boat parade. So if you are planning on trying to go to work, take off time from work, you know, you got to start thinking up your excuse now. I think a lot of folks probably have tomorrow off, for Juneteenth because it is now a state holiday, a federal holiday. But some of us, you know, I'll be here. We'll be working tomorrow. So it might be hard for you to, you know, have a holiday in the middle of the week and then come up with a reason to take the day off on Friday. But the other problem is the weather for Friday calls for some isolated thunderstorms, but it's going to be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, all have the chance for rain. And there's no way they're going to get everything together in time to do it on Wednesday. And they might not want to do it on Wednesday with it being the holiday. But you don't want to wait too long. The next nice day will be, or, you know, I guess we'll say guaranteed nice day is a week from today. And you don't want to wait that long because you've got players who have other commitments. They want to go home. Or they need to start getting ready for the Olympics. Or they need to get into their postseason kind of regimen because they've already gone further than they do most years. So they want to go off and take their vacations so that they can get that all in before they start everything all back up again. And the longer you take to have a championship parade, the less likely you are to get everybody there. So, yeah, we would love it if you waited until Tuesday. And maybe with the weather situation, they won't have a choice. But because it looks like some of those days there might be a chance of thunderstorms. And if it was just rain, you'd take the chance. But if there might be thunder and lightning, it's a little bit more dangerous, more risky. 508-996-0500. I've got to take one final break for this hour, and we will be back in a few moments.
Turn all of the lights on over every boy and every girl.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.